Kids Sports Presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
And the first one on the way, and it is no good. All Centura underneath, and they've got the rebound. Gleason to Kronikowski. 8 seconds at midcourt. A bucket wins. Casey comes in. There's contact. She shoots. She scores.
Tonight, it's the semifinals of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament in Ord. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Tries to put some pressure on the backcourt, but it's simply thrown over. Down low to Standage. Turn around. Land good. Brady Standage makes it 4-3. Stolen out of inbounds. Layup good. Blake Cremosta.
Due to this week's bad weather, all four girls and boys semifinals are on tap today. Two teams will win three games in 3 days to capture the conference crown. It's the Lou Platt Conference Tournament coming up next, but first the new TXT pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda live from Ord right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone, from Ord High School. This Friday afternoon basketball triple header on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com is from the Lou Platt Conference semifinals. Our producer engineer, Stacy Johns. I'm Doug Duda with you here this afternoon for one of our two girls semifinals as the Ravenna Lady Jays take on the Centura Lady Centurions. The other girls semifinal here at Ord Two Gyms is also being contested between Kearney Catholic and Donovan Trumbull. We will keep you up to date on how that game is progressing. Then it's the boys semifinals, Ravenna Gibbon at 6:15, Donovan Trumbull and Adams Central at 8 o'clock. We're glad to have you along with us on the New Tech Seed pregame show. This was forced because of the weather earlier in the week. It postponed the quarterfinals from Tuesday to Thursday, so they decided they would play all the semifinals today and all the finals set for tomorrow. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. That's Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, for the Centura Centurions, number 14 is a 5'7 senior, Ashlyn Roth. Number 24, a 5'10 junior, Casey Krolikowski. Number 32, a 5'11 sophomore, Maddie Roth. Number 44, 5'8 junior, Emily Wells. And number 54, 5'10 junior, Annika Gleason. The head coach of the Centurions is Kathy Mettenbrink, assisted by Scott Karinick and Courtney Aitken. Centura sets at 15-5 on the season, and they have been on a heck of a roll since January. They have only lost one game, and that was at Aurora. For the Ravenna Lady Jays, number two is a 5'3 senior, Kaylin Bassnett. Number three is a 5'7 senior, Sienna Long. Number 12 is a 5'10 senior, Amy Johnson. Number 20, 5'7 senior, Anna Ripp. And number 23, a 5'10 junior, is Sydney Kuchera. The head coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays is Noah Malsby, assisted by Dan Bolling and Dale Zorb. Ravenna is 14-5, but has lost both of their games so far this season to Centura. That's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Better choices, better service. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Don't forget, later tonight at the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, the boys' semifinals at the Viero Event Center can be heard on ESPN 1460 and 1550 at 6:15. Elm Creek will play Amherst, followed by Wilcox Hildreth taking on Overton. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll tip it off after this.
Ostermeyer Equipment is your headquarters for top-notch farming and ranching equipment in the Midwest. Stop in and see them for your Vermeer Super M cornstalk baler and for a full line of rakes, plus a great selection of wind rowers. Ostermeyer specializes in Vermeer, Great Plains, and MacDon equipment. With more parts on hand for those name brands than most dealers carry, see the knowledgeable staff at Ostermeyer Equipment today. Located on Range 220th Road between Shelton and Gibbon, best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off season, make the call to Mills Ag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Melzac Service of Dannebrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Our basketball game is underway. Centura will take the opening tip and fire it down low to Annika Gleason. Gleason will lay it up and in, and Centura has the first 2 points of our basketball game, leading it 2-0 here in the semifinals. As Ravenna drives with Bastet, tries a bounce pass underneath to Kuchera, and out of bounds it goes, so Ravenna turns the basketball over. Can Ravenna get off to a good start here tonight? That is one of the keys as they get ready to take on a Centura team that has beaten them twice, once in their holiday tournament by a score of 44-39, and then just last Friday night, 55-40. Right now, Centura will hold the ball, give it to Krolikowski, drives right side to the baseline, and taking it towards the hoop is going to be Roth, kicks it back out top to Gleason. Ravenna has played man-to-man. Krolikowski is guarded by Rip. She'll dribble all the way from the right wing to the left wing and kick it back up top to Gleason. Gleason, guarded by Kuchera, gets it into the paint. Turnaround jumper, Roth, off the glass and in. Maddie Roth hits the bucket, and Centura's off to a 4-0 start. Centura had to survive, both these teams did last night in the quarterfinals. Ravenna scored 23 points in the first quarter in Leadwood River, 23-7, and then had to hold on for a 50-46 victory. Sienna Long kicks it over to Johnson, who walked with the basketball. We talked about that exact move last night, not necessarily on Amy Johnson, but that head and shoulder fake where the youngsters get their feet moving and take off before they dribble it. They didn't call that last night. Tonight they ding them out of the very first time that they try to do that, and it is 4-0. Now again for Centura last night, they were down 30-23 going into the fourth quarter at home against Ord, and outscored the Chanticleers 18-4 in the fourth quarter to win it 41-34. This is a great rivalry between these two teams, and they are used to being in the semifinals. As Krolikowski drives, her eight-footer comes up short. Then she commits the foul, trying to get the rebound. Anna Rip does get the rebound, and Krolikowski will have the first foul of the basketball game. Just underway, 6:09 to go here in the first quarter of play, and it's 4-0 in favor of Centura. Ravenna looking for their first points. They hit their first five buckets, including three threes last night. Johnson on the ball fake. Roth with a little hand check. They let it go. Kick it back out to the free throw line to Bassnett. Halen waits for everything to settle down. Now gets the back cut. Long open underneath the hoop, but missed the layup. One of those she looked up and she was right underneath the cylinder. Leaned back. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound brought down by Maddie Roth. 4-0 in favor of Centura. 5:40 to go here in the first quarter. Centurions will lob it down low. Roth will block right side. Turnaround jumper too strong. Long will have the rebound out to Bassnett, who wants to run along the right wing. Stops outside the arc, skip pass over to Johnson. Kuchera trying to post up. She'll have her hands full with Gleason tonight. Gleason, one of, if not the best post player in the conference. Bassnett kicks it out of the wing to Long. Good defense here by Centura to start the game. Dribble penetration, but can't get inside. So Bassnett throws over to Johnson. Johnson dribbles to the baseline, comes up and under, and scores. Johnson with a nice play, who leads the team in scoring at about 14 points a game. Had 16 last night, 13 of them in the first quarter. 4-2 in favor of Centura. Top of the key with it is Roth. Swings it over on the left wing to Emily Wells. Lobs it down low. Good catch and shot up and in by Annika Gleason. The shot was good, but it was the catch that made that play work. One hand outstretched, hauled in that pass. It was well defended. She just made a great catch, and now Johnson dribbles it off her foot and watches it roll out of bounds. Third turnover here for Ravenna. 6-2 Centura. 4.5 to go here in the first quarter, and we'll see the game's first substitution, which when these teams play is highly unusual. They usually get to that bench in a hurry, and Ravenna will bring in Rebecca Nosicka, one of the freshmen on this ball club. And she will check in here and drop down in that zone defense, or are they going to pick him up man? Looks like it's a zone defense here, just kind of chasing Kolakowski, maybe even a box and one with Bassnett. Over on the right side of the key, Ashlyn Roth to the high post. The pass is low. It's loose. Ravenna grabs the ball, and they'll call timeout. Noah Malsby will use the 30-second timeout. It's Centura's first turnover of the game as the steal was made by Sienna Long. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney, with 4:11 to go in the first quarter of play. It is Centura 6, Ravenna 2.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the season. We are here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth at Ord High School. Girls semifinals, first quarter, we're midway through. And trying to get in is Anna Rip with Centura leading Ravenna 6-2. And Bassnett slipped and fell down awkwardly, but she pops right back up. They dump it into Kuchera. She'll lean on the right side and score from six. First bucket by Sydney Kuchera, and it's 6-4 Centura. Across the timeline with it, Kolakowski dumps it into the left wing to Wells. Down low, there's Maddie Roth open again, backside, and she'll lay it up and in. Couple of nice passes down to Maddie Roth, and it is 8-4. Centura answers right back. This is what Coach Mettenbrink's hoping to see. They struggled mightily offensively last night at home. And now off to, you know, nothing great, but 8 points in the first 4 minutes. They'll take that. That's a 16-point pace. And a hand check foul going to be called here on Centura. Ashlyn Roth will get her first, team second, as Bassnett started to go by her. And they're going to give her two free throws. Oh, my. Kaylin Bassnett goes to the line to shoot two. That'd be hard-pressed continuation in the NBA. And Bassnett will hit the free throw. We kid because we care. And checking in now for Centura is Mariah Neville. Second free throw. Coming up for Bassnett. On the way, and it is good. So Bassnett, who had a good night last night in the win over Wood River with 10 points, has her first two free throws here, and it is 8-6. Centura with 3:10 to go in quarter number one. Bounce pass comes down to Gleason. She's open, turns, but puts it up too strong. And fighting for the loose ball, Kuchera will pull it down for the Jays. Sid gets it off to Bassnett, who brings it across the timeline. Into the left-hand corner, the Jays with Bassnett. Swings it back out top to Rip. And so far, Coach Malsby hasn't went very deep on his bench. As we mentioned earlier, they'll try to force it in here to Kuchera. Somehow she come up with it, and as she tries to shoot it, Maddie Roth is there to block it and take it away. So Centura with the ball and a two-point lead. Into the left-hand corner, they'll get it to Nosicka. Lob it down low to Roth. She's double-teamed. Out to Nosicka to Kolakowski. A three on the way, and it's nothing but net. The first three-point attempt of the night is through for Casey Kolakowski, and that makes it 11-6. Centura now up by five. Into the front court with it, Anna Rip. Big fourth quarter last night to help Ravenna hold on against Wood River after the lead was cut to one. Off a couple of picks, Long, open three, she'll answer right back. Sienna Long off the two screens, hits the first three that Ravenna takes, and it's 11-9 with 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter of play. The winner will play tomorrow night at 6. The loser comes right back at 2 o'clock. The other side, again, Kearney Catholic and Donovan Trumbull playing in the other gym. Kearney Catholic, the prohibitive favorite, ranked second in the state, unbeaten at 19-0. Here's Nosikas' three. That comes up short. And an over-the-back foul on Anna Ripp. That will be her first. And Maddie Roth pulls down the rebound. So the first missed three-pointer of the game. And Santerna will get it underneath their own hoop. But first, here comes Brianna Dinas into the ball game. And for Ravenna, Hannah Meagrel will check in. 1:46 to go in quarter number one. 11-9, Centura. Third meeting of the year. Centura's won the first two. They clear it out here. Ball gets knocked away, but saved by Centura. Picked up there by Roth. Lobs it in from Ashland to Maddie, and Maddie's going to be fouled on the shot. So two free throws coming up. The foul will be called on Amy Johnson. And it's her first and the second on the Jays. Maddie Roth, who's already hit a couple of free throws, will get two shots here. And the first one is on the way, and it skips out. No good. Well, Kearney Catholic and Donovan Trumbull not off to a very quick start in the other game. It's 4-2 midway through the first quarter as Roth hits one of two and has 5 points. 12-9, full court press put on. The inbounds pass is overthrown. Ravenna turns it over. Maddie Roth picks it up and gives it over to Dinas. Brianna gets it into the left-hand corner to Ashland. Roth back out top. Krolikowski against the 2-3 zone of the Jays. They've played him zone. They've played him man the first two meetings, and they haven't been able to shut him down either time. But here they force a turnover, just the second for Centura. And Kaylin Bassnett will come back in. Long is out. So you've got Johnson, Bassnett, Rip, Kuchera, and Meagrel on the floor for the Ravenna Lady Jays, who trail at 12-9 here in quarter number one. Ball into the left-hand corner. Meagrel up top off a screen. Johnson for the three, and Amy hits it. We're tied. Amy Johnson hits the second three-pointer for Ravenna, and we are tied 12-12 with a minute to go here in the first quarter. Johnson almost gets the tie up there, but instead they'll get the ball to Krolikowski. Back over to Nosika. That's Mariah Neville, excuse me. Back up top, the Krolikowski three is short. Rebound brought down by Kuchera. And up the floor comes Ravenna, looking for their first lead of the game. And Bassnett, a lot of bumping on the way up. They'll call the foul on Ashlyn Roth. That'll be her second. Centura with their third team foul, and checking back in will be Emily Wells. And Gleason also going to come in. Checking out will be the Roths. Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop. Bassnett looking to go in the paint. It's covered. Kicks it out to Johnson. She'll try that contested three. It's off the front of the iron. No good. Offensive rebound. Kuchera leans and gets the foul call. Sydney Kuchera will go to the line and shoot two. 12-12, 39 seconds to go here in quarter number one. Kuchera, one bucket so far here in the first quarter. And the free throw is on the way, and it's off the iron, no good. Checking in for Ravenna will be Rebecca Nosika, and Amy Johnson will come out here. Second free throw now for Kuchera. Ravenna looking for their first lead here of the game, and Kuchera will put it up and can't get it. It's in and out, rebound brought down by Gleason. That'll be the first. Outlet pass into the front court to Wells. Wells waits for Krolikowski and hits her. Now back over to Wells on the left wing. 30 seconds to go here in the quarter. Coach wants him to bring it out and play for one. Coach Mettenbrink. Krolikowski knows what's going on. Everybody else just kind of hanging around the top of the key. Swings it over to Mariah Neville. 15 seconds to go. Krolikowski with it between the circles. Now they start running their offense. Neville moves in motion off a couple of screens. They get it to her for a three in the deep left corner, and she'll bury it. Three-pointer Mariah Neville. 3 seconds to go, 2 seconds from three-quarter court. Bassnett heaves it but can't get it that far, and we are at the end of the first quarter of play in the Lou Platt Conference Girls Semifinals. It's the Centura Centurions 15 and the Ravenna Lady Jays 12. Back with more basketball from Ord after this timeout.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorp Farms also commends them for their academics and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorp Farms, Litchfield.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
With our producer engineer Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth at Ord. We go to the second quarter of the Lou Platt Conference Girls semifinals, and Ravenna will have the basketball. Bassnett from the top of the key is going to fire a three. It's in and out, no good. Rebound is brought down by the Centurions' Mariah Neville, and she is going to be fouled. And it's going to be on Anna Ripp. She's got two fouls, third team foul. And the Ravenna Jays have decided to put a little pressure on. Again, both teams, five losses, 14 wins for Ravenna, 15 wins for Centura. Centura takes care of the basketball, brings it across the timeline on the long outlet pass that goes through the hands of Neville. So that's the third turnover for Centura. Ravenna has four rebounds. Ravenna five, Centura three. Free throw shooting in the first quarter, 2 of 4 for the Jays, 1 of 2 for Centura. Three-point shooting, 2 of 4 for the Centurions and 2 of 3 for Ravenna. 15-12, Centura has the lead by three as Neville hit a three right at the end of the first quarter. 5 points for Maddie Roth leads the way for Centura. 5 for Amy Johnson leads the way for Ravenna. As the ball is loose, there's a scrap for it. Bassnett picks it up in the paint to Kuchera. She'll kick it out to Rip, and they'll reset it. Bassnett thinking about a long three now, decides to dribble right baseline. Gets cut underneath the hoop, tries to get it back to Johnson, and it's going to be picked off. Brianna Dinas steps in front and makes the steal. Krolikowski up front, gives it off to Wells on the right wing. Gleason on the low post, double team, makes the pass. Dinas wasn't ready for it. Centura gives it right back. Up the floor comes Bassnett, 3-on-3. Jump stop in the lane, and her foot slid. A travel will be called. So three straight turnovers. And Ravenna will give it up, trying to get Meagrel into the game. Pace of the game pretty quick so far. They don't dilly-dally around here. They get that ball in play. 15-12, Centura. No scoring yet here in the second quarter. Centura breaks the press. Krolikowski across the timeline, dumps it into the left-hand corner. Wells fires up the jumper, and they're going to say it's a two-pointer. Emily Wells with her first bucket of the basketball game, and it is 17-12. Centura is back up by five as it's into the front court here with Ravenna's Anna Ripp. Meagrel sets the screen. Johnson looks for a back cut and a quick 5 seconds. There's a turnover, Ravenna. You can see that 5 second count on. Rip knew it was coming and just couldn't find anybody to pass it to. Turnover number 7 for the Jays. Centura makes an unforced error as they tried to make a long pass here against the press and threw it out of bounds. So Ravenna will get the basketball right back. And Centura with their fifth turnover, 3 already here in the quarter, which more than they had last time, as Bassnett dribbles in, tries to take the shot, has it blocked, though. Out of bounds it goes. They're going to say that it was last touched by the Centurions, and again the inbounds pass is deflected away and out of bounds. Ravenna looking for their first points here in the second quarter. And Bassnett in the deep corner just decides to check it out here on the wing to Sienna Long. They'll spread the floor here against the Centura man-to-man. Into the corner, Bassnett. They let her take that three, and she'll hit it. Bassnett with her first bucket of the ball game to go along with a pair of free throws. And it's 17-15 in front of Centura. Casey Krolikowski guarded by Long. Dribbled off her foot. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be off of Centura. Back-to-back turnovers. So, man, we had 6 total turnovers in the first quarter. We've already got 7 turnovers here in the second quarter, and we haven't played 2.5 minutes. At the end of the first quarter, Kearney Catholic leads Donovan Trumbull by a score of 13-6, the other semifinal here in the second gym at Ord High School. Long drives left side of the lane. Kicks it back up top. Johnson thought about the shot. Kicks it over to Bastet. She'll drive on Maddie Roth off the screen. Runs into Gleason. Puts the jumper up. No good. Sydney Kuchera gets the rebound. Her fourth. Kicks it out. Another drive on the right side. No good. Rip. Another rebound. Back up and in by Kuchera. And she is fouled. And that's the way it usually happens. You might miss two, three, four shots. But as soon as you make one, that's when the foul comes. And we're all tied up at 17 with 5:21 to go here in the first half. The foul was called on Emily Wells. That'll be her first and the fifth team foul. Kuchera will go to the line for a free throw. She missed a couple back in the first quarter. This one is on the way, and it is no good. Rebound brought down by Gleason and tied at 17. Centura will get it across the timeline with Ashlyn Roth, and she steps out of bounds after a little contact. Centura turns the basketball over right in front of the Ravenna bench. Coach Malsby knew that she had stepped out. Again, Ravenna has played Kearney Catholic, if that's the matchup tomorrow. Centura has not. They play Tuesday. That's been one of the things that have been forever with some of these matchups. Centura, Ravenna, Kearney Catholic seem like they are three teams that are always in the semifinals here in the conference tournament. Back cut, rip. Takes a dribble, then loses the handle. Ball knocked away. Bastet picks it up. Tries to find some room on the right baseline. Out top, Johnson for the three. Barely grazed the front of the rim. The rebound grab by Bastet. Neville had it for just a minute. And Ravenna's got a third chance here. Tied at 17 and a reach-in foul called on the Centurions. And this is going to go on Ashlyn Roth. And that is her third personal foul. And Coach Mettenbrink isn't subbing for. 4:35 to go second quarter, and Roth is in there with three fouls. And she's guarding Bastet, but they'll go to Johnson, drives right baseline, does a little happy step, kicks it back out to Long, and they call her for the travel. That kind of looked like a makeup call there. They missed one on the baseline, but they eventually got the call. And Ravenna with their eighth turnover. 4:25 to go here in the first half, 17-17. Gleason holds the ball at the timeline. Nobody guards her, so she'll take a few dribbles to bring it into the front court. Over to Roth, into the corner to Neville. Centura's been stuck on 17. Neville just finally shoots that three-pointer, comes up short. Rebound comes down into the hands of Bastet. Bastet will push it up the floor, doesn't have numbers, as Neville cuts her off. Up top to Long. Centura staying in the man-to-man. Dribbles to the left elbow to Kuchera outside the arc. Doesn't want it, gives it immediately to Bastet. Off the hard screen, Long bites the bullet, and a foul called on Centura. Annika Gleason, trying to deny the entry pass, is called for her first personal foul, and we are now in a 1-1. With 3:51 to go here in the first half, 17 all, Centura and Ravenna. Meagrel comes in for the Jays, and Emily Wells back in for Centura. Bastet will go to the line. She's got 5 points, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. And the front end of the 1-1 is on the way and good. That'll make it 18-17, and Ravenna has their first lead of this game. Second free throw on the way, and that's a little strong, but Kuchera keeps the ball alive, couldn't quite grab it. She had it, and then everybody wondered where it went, and Krolikowski picks up the loose basketball. Casey brings it into the front court. Has 1 3-point bucket. Now we've got a tie up, and the arrow points the way of the Centurions. So they'll maintain possession with 3:38 to go here in quarter number two. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. First half stats, boys preview, and we'll talk about the other games going on in the area tonight. 3:30 to go in the first half. Centura down for the first time. Krolikowski lobs it down low. Gleason in traffic. Another great catch, and she'll lay it up and score. 6 points for Gleason. Centura with just their second bucket here of the quarter, and they regain the lead 19-18. 3:15 to go, second quarter of play. Rip hands it off to Bastet. Bastet stops outside the left elbow. Now puts it on the floor with a left-hand dribble, attacks the hoop, shot no good. Ball gets tapped right back to Bastet. She tries to find somebody to get it to, reverses it right corner to Meagrel. Up top to Johnson, and Johnson started to drive but forgot to dribble, and that'll be the ninth turnover on Ravenna. Again, third meeting of the year between these two teams. The first two won by Centura in the holiday tournament, 44-39, and just last Friday night, 55-40 on their home court. Centura won it. Kolakowski swings it over. Right side to Michaela Hansen, who has checked in. To Wells. To Kolakowski. They really double her. Bounce pass down to Gleason, but they throw it at her shoe, and there's no way you can catch it with your shoe. So it's turned over. And up the floor comes Ravenna. Ripped the last one across the timeline with the ball. To Long. Crossover dribble. Ball nearly knocked away. Kick it to the baseline. Starting the drive, Rip. Rip will put up the contested shot. It's no good. Might have been partially blocked in there. And Kuchera comes down awkwardly on her ankle after the board was grabbed by Maddie Roth. And Kuchera is going to have to come out of the ball game as she rolled up her ankle. And they will take her out of the game as Naziska comes into the contest to take her place. And that will really change the dynamic more defensively. And Centura actually doesn't have Gleason on the floor. I'm surprised Coach Mettenbrink didn't immediately run her in there, because that's been quite the battle between Kuchera and Gleason so far. Right now, Centura will have to look elsewhere if they want to go to the post, and Maddie Roth is in there. She's got a couple of buckets inside. Kolakowski looking at her, but Rip's guarding her. Over on the right side, they'll go to Hansen. Back to Kolakowski. Each pass getting closer, try to force it inside. Ball deflected, but Centura maintains possession. On the right wing, Kolakowski attacks the baseline, and too much pressure that time. Foul on Ravenna. Foul's going to go on Hannah Meagrel. That'll be her first, just the fourth team foul here of the half on Ravenna. So Centura will take it out underneath their own hoop. And to throw it in is Michaela Hansen, leading it 19-18. Lobs it into the paint. Roth catches, turns, eight-footer, too strong. Got her own rebound. Maddie, her fourth board, out on the left wing to Wells. Wide open underneath. They get it to Dinas, but she missed the little turnaround jumper. Tries to get her own rebound and does, and then they call a jump ball. Looks like maybe it was Meagrel that tied her up. And the arrow does point the way of Ravenna. So it was 15-12 Centura after one quarter. Now it's 19-18, not near as much scoring here in the second quarter. Minute and a half to go, and it's a one-point Centura lead. Bassnett drives it lane, jump stop. Great defense, Centura. They stood there, put their hands in the air. She threw it right in there, and it's stolen away. Maddie Roth came out of there with a basketball, and they'll try and get something going offensively, and it's going to be kicked at the other end. You can kind of tell some of the bench players, the younger players maybe, they know they want to get the ball inside, but they're kind of forcing it when it's not there. Mariah Neville will re-enter the game, so you got Neville in there, Kolakowski, Maddie Roth, along with Wells and Dinas. 1:18 to go before the half. Centura back cut. There's the layup, and it's up and in. Brianna Dinas faked that she was going to come outside and cut inside for her first bucket. 21-18 Centurions. Semifinals, Lou Platte Conference Tournament. As Centura sets back defensively, watches the three-pointer up and in by Kaylin Bassnett. And that ties it up again. 21 all, the second three of the game for Bassnett. She's got 9 of the 21. Neville with it for the Centurions. 50 seconds to go. They might hold for one. They held for one at the end of the first quarter and made a three with about 5 seconds to go. Kolakowski gives it to Neville. She's the one that made that three. To the left elbow to Roth. Turns into the double team, back to Kolakowski. Skip passes tipped, ball's loose, ends up in the hands of Wells. 30 seconds to go, back up top Kolakowski, and now Coach Mettenbrink says we are going to pull it out and hold for one. And Ravenna's going to be content. It's a tie ball game. You just don't want to make any mistakes here. Play good, solid defense. Don't let Centura score and take this into the locker room. If you're Centura, run the same play you just did at the end of the first quarter. 10 seconds now, and they'll put the play in motion. Neville trying to dribble around the double team, and a foul's actually going to be called here by Ravenna. And, of course, they had one to give. It's on Sienna Long. It's her first, fifth team foul. They still have a foul to give. 7 seconds to go here before halftime. And to throw it in will be Dinas. Gets it to Kolakowski. Let's see if she just goes one-on-one. Crossover dribble on Rip. Rip can't get a shot away. Kolakowski doesn't even throw one up. Yes, she does at the buzzer. Off the rim, no good. Well defended by Anna Rip. And at the half of our semifinal girls game, 2014 Lou Platte Conference Tournament, we're all knotted up. Centura and Ravenna, 21-21 here on Classic Hits KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ravenna, Dannebrog, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Kearney Catholic girls not cruising like one would think in the other
ABC
gymnasium
News
here at Ord. Midway through the second, it's a 17-14 ball game. Kearney Catholic had no problem with Donovan Trumbull earlier this year. That was a game and a doubleheader that we had done. Kearney Catholic was down like 7-6 midway through the first quarter of play and went on to win that game 67-28. So good job there by the Lady Cardinals. They're giving the Stars all they want. We'll give you a halftime score when they reach that point. We do have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up next here on Classic Hits.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
And welcome back, everyone, to Ord High School for continuing coverage of the Lou Platt Conference Basketball Tournament. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Halftime of our girls' semifinals. It is Ravenna and Centura all knotted up at 21 apiece. Kearney Catholic and Donovan Trumbull approaching halftime. We'll give you the score when they get to that point. And then we have the semifinal boys games. We'll have them both for you here on Classic Hits at 6:15. Ravenna will take on Gibbon. Those teams met earlier this year, and that was real early in the year, just the third game of the season for Gibbon, even though it was December 19th. Riley Reinertsen had got hurt the game before. He was battling through some back spasms, played but did not play a lot of the third quarter. Ravenna went on a run there, took it out to a big 20-point lead, and then cruised into the 56-40 victory. And then our second game tonight, we'll have Adams Central taking on Donovan Trumbull. And those two teams met just a couple of weeks ago, with Donovan Trumbull winning it 47-42 in Hastings. So we expect two highly competitive games. There were some good games last night. Adams Central beat Ord 55-50. Arcadia Loop City a little banged up, but Gibbon really shot the ball well, beat them 70-47. Ravenna in an up-and-down affair, up big, saw the lead disappear, up big, saw the lead disappear, but they finally took care of Kearney Catholic 60-53. And then Donovan Trumbull in the weirdest game in quite some time, beat Wood River 68-60, as many people know by now. That game was delayed for nearly 2 hours because the first, some referees were late arriving, and then second, during warm-ups, the backboard broke, and not because somebody was hanging on the rim or dunking it, but the backboard shattered, and they had to replace it, and Donovan won the game eventually 68-60. I know that the four teams that lost in the boys' quarterfinals would love to be playing a couple of more games as well, because it's a very, very even Lou Platt Conference. This is as deep as the conference has been for the boys in quite some time. There's always two or three that are in the state rankings. Well, this year, any of the eight teams could have won it. Now we're down to the final four. Don't forget tomorrow's action, girls' consolation at 2, boys' consolation at 4, then the championships at 6 and 8. We've got Fort Kearney Conference Tournament action going on this week on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Last night, Elm Creek girls beat Pleasanton. Overton beat Amherst to advance on to the championship. Tonight, starting at 6:15 at the Viero Events Center, it is the boys' semifinal. And some great basketball here. The top four seeds advance, so Elm Creek will play Amherst at 6:15, and Overton will battle Wilcox-Hildreth, and that game is at 8 o'clock. Also, 2, 4, 6, and 8 tomorrow at the Viero Events Center on ESPN 14-60 and 15-50. They have reached halftime in the other gymnasium. It's Kearney Catholic 21 and Donovan Trumbull 14. 21-14. So 21's the magic number. It's 21-21 here, Ravenna and Centura. And we'll take a look at the first half numbers right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Ravenna Hometown Variety would like to extend a shout-out to the area students and student-athletes. Ravenna Hometown Variety knows how hard these young people work. Whether it be robotics to science fair, bowling to basketball, or any other event, we encourage you to take in an activity today. While in town, stop in at your local hometown home-owned Ravenna Hometown Variety store for a variety of your needs. Shop Ravenna and go Jays!
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at our first half numbers. First of all, for the Ravenna Lady Jays, Kaylin Bassnett leads the way. She had 9 in the second quarter on a couple of threes. She now has, or she had 7 in the second quarter on a couple of threes, has 9 total points, 3 rebounds. Sienna Long has hit a 3-pointer. She has 1 rebound. Slide down to Amy Johnson, 5 points for her. Hannah Megrill and Anna Rip each have 1 rebound. And Sydney Kuchera has 4 points and 5 rebounds. 12 points in the first quarter, 9 in the second, 21 points, 11 rebounds. Right now, Ravenna is 3 of 7 at the free throw line. 3-point shooting doing well there. They are currently 4 of 7, so shooting better from the arc than they are from the charity stripe. Turnovers, a total of 10. Foul situation, Anna Rip, the only player with 2. For Centura, we have Brianna Dinas with 2 points and a rebound. Casey Krolikowski has hit a 3-point bucket for her total 1 rebound. Maddie Roth, 5 points, 4 rebounds and a block. Mariah Neville has hit a 3-point bucket. She has a rebound. Emily Wells, 2 points. And Annika Gleason, 6 points and 2 rebounds. 3 rebounds in the first quarter, 6 in the second. Free throw situation, they've only been to the line one time, going 1 of 2. 3-point shooting, 2 of 4 in the first quarter, 0 of 1 in the second. Turnovers for Centura, 2 in the first quarter, but 6 in the second. Foul situation, Ashlyn Roth has picked up 3 fouls here in the first half. 15 points in the first quarter, but just 6 in the second. And at the half, Centura has 21 points, 9 rebounds, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line, 2 of 5 from 3-point land, 1 block shot, 8 turnovers. Halftime of our Lou Platt Conference Girls Semifinal, Ravenna and Centura tied at 21. The other contest, Kearney Catholic leading by a score of 21-14. Over Donovan Trumbull. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. And the second half is coming up next.
Ostermeyer Equipment is your headquarters for top-notch farming and ranching equipment in the Midwest. Stop in and see them for your Vermeer Super M cornstalk baler and for a full line of rakes, plus a great selection of wind rowers. Ostermeyer specializes in Vermeer, Great Plains, and MacDon equipment. With more parts on hand for those name brands than most dealers carry, see the knowledgeable staff at Ostermeyer Equipment today. Located on Range 220th Road between Shelton and Gibbon, best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
Some other basketball tonight. The Kearney Bearcats are at home. They're taking on Lincoln North Star. Northwest is at Holdridge, and that should be a whale of a girls' basketball game considering what happened in the Central Conference Final last week. Central Catholic is at Lexington, and the St. Cecilia boys are hosting Parkview Christian tonight. That's on 12:30 a.m. KHAS at 7 o'clock, and also Platte River Preps Aurora.com. A couple other matchups tonight. Minden is at Cozad. Aurora traveling down to Waverly. And it is Southern Valley taking on Alma. Right now, we're ready to head to the second half of play. First 16 minutes result in a 21-21 tie. Centura will get the ball to start the third quarter. Again, they are led in scoring by Annika Gleason with 6, Maddie Roth with 5 for Ravenna. Kaylin Bassnett has 9. Only 4 players have scored for Ravenna compared to 6 for Centura. Wells with the basketball, trying to force it inside. Ball knocked away. Looks like the same starting 5 out there for both teams. That's both Ashlyn and Maddie Roth, Casey Krolikowski, Emily Wells, and Annika Gleason for Centura. Bassnett, Long, Johnson, Rip, and Kuchera for Ravenna. Krolikowski, they spread it out. She goes with a crossover dribble down to the left baseline. Pulls up from 8, hits the short rim. No good. Rebound brought down by Rip. Krolikowski will need to get it going here. She can put you up 20, or sometimes if they overly concentrate on her, she won't get you more than 5 or 6, and she has just one bucket so far in the game. Johnson rotates into the right-hand corner. They've led by 1 point one time. Centura was up by as many as 5 on a couple of occasions. Johnson shoots the 3, and she'll score. Amy Johnson with her second 3-point bucket. 5 of 8 from downtown, and Ravenna has taken a 3-point lead, 24-21. Centura called for a walk at the other end as they try to force the ball inside, and Coach Kathy Mettenbrink immediately calls a timeout to talk about the changes that occurred here in the halftime locker room. So a full-length timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney. 7:07 to go in the third quarter, and it is Ravenna 24, Centura 21.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Manning.
And welcome back to the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. Out of the timeout, Kaylin Bassnett comes off the high screen, right elbow, drives in and scores. And it's 26-21, and now Anna Rip steps in and makes a steal. Falls down as she gets into the front court. We've got a scrum for it. Heads are bouncing off each other. A jump ball. The arrow points the way of Ravenna. So Centura turns it over. Ravenna has scored the first 5 points here in the quarter. And a chance to add to it here. 90 seconds in, 26-21 Jays. Kaylin Bassnett dribbles to the right wing, sends Johnson through so she's all alone. Tries the crossover dribble, but dribble it off her foot. She had to pick it up. Now she needs some help. Up between the circles to Long against the man-to-man defense. They force her to the right with her dribble. She tries to go left, and on her is Michaela Hansen. Also, Mariah Neville has come in. So head coach Kathy Mettenbrink made a couple of quick changes during that timeout. Neville swats the ball away and out of bounds. Ravenna will have to take it out again. Johnson to do so in front of the far stands. Nothing's fancy. She'll just throw it into Rip. Get their offense going here in the front court to Sienna Long. Long dribbles off the right side, and a hand check foul going to be called here on Centura. And let's see who it called on. It's going to be on Michaela Hansen. First foul of the second half on either team. Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop. They'll lob it out on the right wing way out here to Sienna Long. Off a couple of picks to Johnson. They're really running some good screens now, our Ravenna. Into Kuchera, right back out to Johnson. Back out to the top of the key to Bassnett. 26-21 Ravenna. Just under 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Johnson dribbles to the right corner, then cut off on a baseline. Back out to Rip. Throws over the top of the defense here, but no shot for Johnson. Out to Long. Long, one dribble left, goes to Kuchera. Guarded by Gleason. She's not really an outside shooter. She turned her ankle early, and you can tell her that she's still hobbling on it a little bit down there is Kuchera. Good defense here by Centura. Long possession for Ravenna. Finally, Rip gets loose underneath. Her back cut, layup, no good, but the rebound comes down to Kuchera. That's her game-high six. The Bassnet drives down the middle of the lane and scores. 13 points for Bassnet. Seven straight here for Ravenna, and they lead it 28-21. Trying to avenge two of their losses on the season. Centura has not scored yet here in the corner to Krolikowski. Left-hand dribble to the baseline, cut off. Tries to dump it out in the corner. Bassnet steps in front, makes the steal. Doesn't have numbers. She still got the dribble, though. Comes into the paint, then tries to force the issue. And a blocking foul going to be called on Centura as Bassnet got bounced around in there like a little ping-pong ball. And they call the foul on Hansen, but they're not going to give any shots to Bassnet. And Bassnet will throw it in, and it goes all the way in the backcourt. That's no problem. Sometimes you got to worry about it. Then a foul on Krolikowski trying to get the ball. Casey Krolikowski with her second personal foul. And this has been Centura's deal this year. They can look really good, and then all of a sudden, almost every game, they have a spell like this. It happened last night against Ord, where they only had 23 points through three quarters. It looked like they were in great shape. They had 15 in the first quarter. They've only scored 6 points in the next 11 minutes and have yet to score here in the third quarter, down 28-21. Blue Jay basketball out on the wing to Rip. Rip looks for the back cut. Johnson flashes through. No pass. Back up top, Long. Krolikowski on her. Sienna gives it to Kuchera on the left elbow. Gleason out on her. Up top to Bassnet. Right wing to Rip. Rip drives to the baseline. One-hand runner. No good, but late contact. Gleason came over to cut down that baseline, and they'll call Annika for the blocking foul. And for Gleason, that'll be her second personal foul. That is the fourth team foul here of the quarter on Centura. None on Ravenna. And a timeout will be called here by the Centurions. With 4:19 to go in the third quarter of play, it is Ravenna 28, Centura 21. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Doug Duda with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. If you're in the market for a newer used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help you. No games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees just to fill out the paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area teams and athletes, is located at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Or you can search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Out of the timeout, two free throws coming up here for Anna Rip, and she'll make the first one. That is her first point of the game. 29-21. Second free throw, good. 30-21. And going back to the second quarter, this is 12 straight points for Ravenna. And they are up 30-21, a 9-point lead. They have not had that luxury the last two times these teams have met. Ravenna hasn't had the lead in the second half. And now Centura turns it over. So Ravenna with a basketball. Centura with their third turnover of the quarter. Anna Rip picks up her dribble against Neville. Into the corner to Long. Long drives the left baseline, finds a little room, puts it up off the glass, no good. Again, the ball tipped out. Fight for it on the floor. And we're going to get a jump ball. Arrow points the way of Centura. Coming off the bottom of the pile, looked like it was Brianna Dinas. Give her credit for a rebound. 3:51 to go here in the third quarter, and this game was so much more offensive. I don't want to say better played, because that always takes away from the defense, but the first quarter was a lot more smooth than what we've seen since. 30-21, Ravenna leads it by 9. Gleason, one dribble on the right elbow into the corner to Neville. Neville bounce pass back out between the circles to Ashlyn Roth. Roth back in the corner. Neville fires the three. It's up. It's good. And Neville has hit her second three-point bucket of the basketball game. And finally, Centura's on the board here in the second half with 3:25 to go. Third quarter, 30-24, Ravenna. Rotated to the right side. Now again, remember, Centura was down 7 going into the fourth quarter last night and won. They're going to have to come back again tonight. Long rotates it over to Bassnett. She tries to answer with the three. That one comes up short. Neville had position for the rebound. I think they're going to call Amy Johnson over her back. And that's exactly what the call is going to be. Johnson with her second. That is the first foul of the half on Ravenna. And they'll put some full court pressure on. Centura's got to be able to handle it here. They're a little logy. They're not really moving quickly, but they're very precise. They get it across the timeline. Krolikowski drives into the paint, pulls up from seven, and hits it. Casey's first two-point bucket of the ball game go along with the first quarter three, and back-to-back buckets by Centura cuts it to four, 30-26. Into the right-hand corner, Anna Rip. Rip picks her dribble up. Good bounce pass up top to Bassnett, who came after it. Bassnett dribbles to the right wing, gets the pick from Kuchera to the baseline, into no man's land, fires it into the left-hand corner to Long, dribbles it off her leg. The ball goes out of bounds to Centura. That'll be Ravenna's first turnover of the half, and Coach Noah Balsby wants to call a timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance in Kearney with 2:28 to go in the third quarter of play. It is Ravenna 30, Centura 26. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Tournament.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Glad to have you along with us here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth back at Ord. Want to thank Athletic Director Ron Bauer and all the fine folks here for their hospitality. Good to be back at the old alma mater in the new gymnasium that's about 4 years old now, I think, and the first chance to host the tournament. And out of the timeout, Ravenna goes full court press and commits a foul. Bassnett, her first, team second. 2:22 to go here in the third quarter. It's Ravenna 30 and Centura 26. Centura scored the first 9 points here of the quarter. Now Ravenna back-to-back, or Ravenna scored the first nine. Now Centura back-to-back buckets. Ball between the circles. Roth gets it to Gleason. Gleason tries to get it down low, and another grab going to be called. They're starting to call Ravenna here in the last minute for a little handsy, and they had all those fouls to get rid of, and they've had three fouls here in the last 30 seconds. Second on Bassnett. Krolikowski gives it over the left wing to Ashlyn Roth. Roth bounce pass between the circles to Neville. Swings it over outside the arc to Gleason. She hasn't touched it in the paint here after getting 6 points in the first half. Skip pass to the post. Dinas looked at it from the free throw line but decided not to shoot it. And they'll kick it back out to Neville. On the wing, there's Roth. Ashlyn drives to the baseline. Double teamed out to Neville. Passed up the three up top. Krolikowski. Casey into the double team. And there he goes. Just going to say, they passed up three open looks, and eventually you're going to turn the ball over, and that's exactly what happened. They traveled. They are a little gun-shy to take the shot and had a chance to make it a one-possession game. Turn it over for the fourth time in a quarter, 12 in the game. A minute 30 to go here in the quarter. Anna Rip with it. Deep right-hand corner here for Ravenna, just holding on to it. Now dribbles out of there and goes top of the key to Johnson. Johnson had a three earlier this quarter, 8 in the game. Here's Bassnett, finds a seam, drives left hand, puts it off the glass. No help. She'll land up and in. 6 of the quarter, 15 game-high points for Bassnett, 32-26 Ravenna. Krolikowski between the circles over to Neville. 2-3 zone here by the Jays. Trying to lob it down low. Good catch by Dinah. She'll put it up and in and draw the foul. Everybody was looking at Gleason, and Dinah snuck in there for her second bucket. This will be just the second trip to the line this evening for Centura. Here's Meagrel checking in, and Bassnett out for Ravenna. The foul was on Sydney Kuchera. That's just her first of the game, which is a good sign for Ravenna. And now the free throw, Dinas. It is up, and it is in. So the three-point play makes it 32-29. Ravenna by three. A minute to go here, third quarter. Centura puts on some pressure. Amy Johnson brings it into the front court. As she gets across the timeline, she picks her dribble up. Gets it back to Anna Rip. Rip back over to Johnson. Johnson up top, Migrel. Pass net not in there right now. Kuchera is still hobbling around on that ankle that she sprained in the first half. And she has not been a factor offensively here in the third quarter. And now will Ravenna hold it for the last shot? Centura had that opportunity the first two quarters. Rip dribbles all the way into the deep left-hand corner. Looks for a cutter. Nothing there. Tries to go to Migrel. Doesn't get her. It's in the backcourt and an over and back. Just the second turnover here of the quarter for the Jays. And once again, Centura will have a chance to shoot last should they so choose here in quarter number three. Kearney Catholic has now started to open up things over Donovan Trumbull. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. The Stars lead Donovan Trumbull 38-19 after being up seven at the half. And here, Centura flat out throws it away. Nobody was open inside. Steal for Rip. She tries to get it up the floor. And as Roth goes for the steal, Ashland is called for her fourth personal foul. And with 4 seconds to go in the quarter, Ravenna's going to get a chance for a good look. They'll take it out underneath their own hoop. And it'll be Bassnett to throw it in. 4 seconds to go in the quarter. Trying to get Johnson open. She's covered. They'll throw it in. Neville will steal the ball. She'll just hold on to it, and that'll be the end of the quarter. So at the end of three quarters of play in the Lou Platt Conference semifinals girls game, it is the Ravenna Lady Jays 32 and the Centura Centurions 29. You're listening to high school basketball on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ravenna, Bolas.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth as we start the fourth quarter of play. And your score, Ravenna 32, Centura 29, after we were tied at 21 at halftime. 8 points in the quarter for Centura to Ravenna's 11, and Ravenna will get the ball here to start the fourth quarter. And Johnson fires a three, but it's off the rim, no good. And Kolakowski will pull down the rebound. Even with the miss, Ravenna is still 5 of 10 from the three-point arc. Centura's 3 of 6. Ashland Roth to Maddie, open at the free throw line, didn't even look to shoot it, kicked it into the corner to Neville. And as she loses the ball, they're going to call a foul, and the Ravenna fans don't like that because it was called from the other side of the court. And Anna Rip will be called for her third foul, and the team fouls quickly have evened up at 5 apiece after the first 4 of the half were called on Centura. And on the inbounds pass, well underthrown, Sienna Long makes the steal. She'll kick it out to Johnson to Bassnett. Fakes the three, drives into the lane, steps through, and a walk's going to be called. So each team turns it over, and each team has 14 turnovers here in the basketball game. Leading scorer, Centura is very balanced. Gleason and Neville have 6. Roth, Maddie, Dinas, and Kolakowski all have 5. 15 for Kaylin Bassnett for Ravenna, 8 for Amy Johnson. Skip pass over the top of the zone here to Neville, who's hit a couple of threes. Out to Kolakowski. 1 minute gone here in the fourth quarter. No change in the score. Dinas on the baseline. Tries to dribble out of there. Bounce pass into the paint. Kolakowski puts it off the glass and scores. This is usually where she kind of gets going. 32-31 Ravenna. Ravenna was up by 9, 30-21. So a 10-2 run put together here by Centura over the last 4 minutes. Both teams have had their dry spells. The elite press of Central Nebraska, Bob Hamer, Bob Jensen, all on hand. Highlights from NTV will be shown tonight as well as Bassnett holds the ball, skips it over Johnson. She drives the baseline over Roth. No good. Maddie will hold her ground and grab her fifth rebound. There have not been very many Centura rebounds here in this half, and a chance for the Centurions to regain the lead. 6:10 to go in the game, 32-31 Ravenna. Krolikowski top of the circle against the 2-3 to Ashlyn Roth. Wide open, doesn't want to do anything. Bounce pass to Maddie in the paint. Back out to Neville. Neville swings it over to Krolikowski. Didn't handle it cleanly, so they'll reset it to Dinas. Open at the free throw line, and coming in and getting a piece of it is Sienna Long. And then trying to get position for the loose ball. A foul is called. Now let's see where the foul was called. I'm not even sure. I think everybody's a little confused here. I think they called Amy Johnson. It's going to be on Amy Johnson, I do believe. And that'll be her third and the sixth team foul as they were fighting for position underneath. So Centurion will throw it in. Their ball underneath, down by one. Krolikowski looks back, cut not there, kicked it out to Ashland, right back to Krolikowski. She'll dribble left baseline, working on rip, pushing her way in, takes a tough shot and scores. She was parallel with the backboard and wrapped it around, and Krolikowski hits back-to-back buckets, and Centura is back on top, 33-32. They're on a 12-2 run with 5.5 to go. Now Ravenna, they've got to find a little air in their sails. Kuchera just doesn't even touch the ball anymore. They've got to give her a touch in there. And we've got a timeout called by Ravenna. They were close to a five-second call. All that's left are full-length timeouts. So with 5:24 to go in the basketball game, it's now Centura 33, Ravenna 32. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
As always, a big thank you to many fine sponsors, to Ron Bauer, the athletic director here at Ord. The Lou Platt Conference Tournament continues. Ravenna girls, who were up 9 early in the third quarter, now are down again. Centura's up 33-32, 5:10 to go off the set play, a travel called. And Ravenna turns it over for the second time in the quarter. Kearney Catholic has now extended their lead over Donovan Trumbull. It's the Stars 41. And the Cardinals 20 at the end of the third quarter. It was a 7-point game at half, now 21. Kearney Catholic going to go to 20-0, it will appear. They'll play the winner of this tomorrow night at 6 as Krolikowski's pass stolen away. Bassnett, and Bassnett's got a clear lane to the hoop. She'll lay it up and in. And Ravenna regains the lead on the 17th point of the game for Bassnett. 34-33. Jays with the lead now. Back and forth we go. This is what these great rivalries are all about. They won't see again each other after tonight because Centura is C1 this year, a team that bounces back and forth between C2 and C1. Centura gets to be in the same sub-district with Minden and Kearney Catholic. How would you like to see that when those pairings came out over the summer? So they're playing for a conference championship right now. Bounce pass, try to get it into Dinas, but it's well covered. It goes off Ravenna and out of bounds. Again, Centura is 2-0 against Ravenna this year, including a 15-point win on Friday night, a 5-point win in the holiday tournament. Centura ball to throw it in. Roth Ashland wide open. They give it to her. She'll take the 7-footer and hit it. She must have been the last option because she was wide open the whole time. And Ashland hits her first bucket of the ball game. Centura 35-34. 4:10 to go. Doug Duda with you here from Ord High School. Skip pass over to Johnson, drives, cut off on the baseline. Ravenna drives so deep down there that they get up behind the board. Kick it out to Rip. A three-pointer is no good. And Maddie Rock will secure her sixth rebound. And the last three threes have been missed by Ravenna after going 5 of 8. Olakowski over on the right side to Ashlyn Roth. Guarded in the man-to-man. This time they've got out of that zone. Over to Neville. Back to Krolakowski, open from the left elbow. Hits another one. Casey Krolakowski, 6 of the quarter, 11 of the game. And it's 37-34. Centura by 3. Still plenty of time with 3.5 to go. But Ravenna needs some points. They have really hit another lull here in the game. Rip. Couple of dribbles to the right side. Rotates it over to Johnson. Looks at the 3. Takes one dribble. Now needs some help. They deny the ball to Rip. She somehow gets it. Makes a beautiful bounce pass under Kuchera. She scores. And a foul after the ball went through the hoop. A chance for a three-point play. Sydney Kuchera gets her first bucket of the second half. And the foul is going to be called on Brianna Dinas. That'll be her second. Now for Kuchera, she is 0 of 3 at the line. And before she can shoot a free throw, a timeout will be made here by Centura with 3:07 to go in the ball game. It is 37-36 Centura, but Ravenna can tie it from the free throw line when we come back.
If you've been thinking about starting out fresh this year with a new GMC vehicle, then see what they have to offer right now at Killian Motors. They have a nice lineup of Yukons, Acadias, and GMC pickups featuring new, larger rebates on half and three-quarter ton extended or crew cabs. And if you need body work done, trust Mike Gibbons and his staff with their decades of experience. Eighth and Central, Kearney.
Back in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth, out of the Centura timeout. Each team has 2 remaining, a chance for a three-point play here for Kuchera, and she'll nail it. Makes her first free throw in 4 attempts tonight, gives her 7 points, and ties the game at 37 with 3:05 to go. Full court press, broken on the long pass to Neville, but she'll just hold it, and they'll set the offense up. So it comes down to the final 3 minutes of regulation here in this Lou Platt Conference girls semifinal. 37-37. Gleason tries to throw over the entire defense, and Ravenna gets the hands up and knocks it away before it can get to Krolakowski. Third turnover of the quarter for Centura. Ravenna now a chance to regain the lead. Long, right side of the key, back up top to Bassnett. The original 5 starters are in there for Ravenna. Bassnett, Long, Johnson, Anna Rip, and Kuchera. 2:30 to go, tied at 37. Johnson picks her dribble up, throws it down low. Long gets it right back out top to Bassnett. 2:20 to go. Centura trying to go 3-0 against Ravenna this year. Ravenna trying to knock the monkey off their back. Ravenna being very patient right now. Over to Long. Coach Kathy Mettenbrink says, let's go. Show some energy out there. Get out there and play defense. Gleason following Kuchera all the way out to the top of the circle. That's probably not where she wants to be. That opens things up, and then the ball stolen away. Rip thought her teammate was underneath, and it was actually Krolakowski. And so 3 turnovers for each team here in the quarter. We are down to a minute 45 to go, 37-37. Swing it over to Neville. Back out Krolakowski. Over to Ashlyn Roth. Back to a zone here for Ravenna. Krolakowski drives into the zone, pulls up from 10. It's short, got her own rebound, puts it up from 6. Too strong, and then they're going to call Gleason over the back, and we're in the 1-1. You do not see Krolakowski miss very often, and that putback was just a little strong. First one short, so the second one a little strong, and Gleason is called for her 3rd personal foul as she tried to, without position, go up and tap it away. And Kaylin Bassnett, who's 3 of 4 at the line, somehow was the one in there trying to box her out. She gets a 1-1. 1:30 to go. We're all tied at 37. The free throw, good. 18 points for Kaylin Bassnett. Oh, no, excuse me, that's Johnson. That would explain it. 12, not 2. Amy Johnson hits the free throw. That's her 9th point, and she'll hit the next one. She's got 10. So 39-37. Ravenna back on top with a minute and a half to go. Into the front court with it, Krolikowski. Last time we saw Centura, they beat St. Paul in overtime. And now trying to make a steal, long fouls Neville, 28 feet away from the hoop. And Neville will go to the line. The 5'5 junior has 2 3-pointers, but that's all she shot tonight. Hasn't have a free throw attempt. The foul on Long is her second. So it could be a free throw shooting contest. Can Neville match what Johnson just did? Front end of the 1-1 for Mariah is on the way, and it is good. She's got 7. 39, 38, Ravenna. 1:19 to go. Second free throw. Neville puts it up, and we're tied. Neville hit them both, and we're tied for the first time. Well, the second time here in the fourth quarter. Full court pressure on. And Ravenna's going to call a timeout. Bassnett was in a little trouble, only about 5 feet into the court. And so Coach Malsby says, I'm not going to risk the timeout, even though just as he called it, like it usually happens, they broke the press and were headed the other way. So a timeout by Ravenna, brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance Kearney. 1:13 to go in the game. We're tied at 39.
Ravenna Hometown Variety would like to extend a shout-out to the area students and student-athletes. Ravenna Hometown Variety knows how hard these young people work. Whether it be robotics to science fair, bowling to basketball, or any other event, we encourage you to take in an activity today. While in town, stop in at your local hometown home-owned Ravenna Hometown Variety store for a variety of your needs. Shop Ravenna and go Jays!
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
1:13 to go in the Lou Platt Conference Girls semifinal. Ravenna has the ball, all tied with Centura, 39 apiece. Both teams are in the 1-1. A jump ball would go to Centura. Ravenna's got their offense rolling. Amy Johnson now takes the ball between the circles over to Bassnett on the right side. They kind of clear it out if she wants to dribble in, but doesn't. Under a minute to go now. Will they possibly hold for one? Doesn't look like they're trying to, at least not right now. And now driving Rip. Rip has some room. Roth with four fouls is able to cut her off. Back out to Bassnett. Fakes the three. Drives into the double team. Tries to pass it inside to Kuchera. The ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be Ravenna ball. Bassnett close to a walk there. She left her feet with the ball and came down, and they let it go. 41 seconds to go. Sometimes they'll call it. Sometimes they'll say it's a good jump stop. Bassnett gets it into the corner to Rip. 39 seconds to go. Long back out to Anna Rip. Tied at 39. Rip dribbling on the left wing. Cut off by Krolikowski. Back out Johnson between the circles. 30 seconds. Over to Long on the right wing. 25 feet away. Now if you're Ravenna, you probably do want to hold for one. Long gets a little seam. Starts to drive. And they call a blocking foul on Centura. Not only will it be a 1-1 for Ravenna, but it'll be the fifth foul on Ashlyn Roth, who had 3 in the first half. Ends up with just 2 points in the basketball game here this afternoon and fouls out with 20 seconds to go in the game. And, of course, Coach Mettenbrink doing the right thing here. She's going to take the whole amount of time if she can before they sub. Sometimes they want you to get somebody in right away, and now I think they're also going to call a timeout. So Coach Mettenbrink used a little time while Sienna Long was up at the free throw line, sent in the sub, and then decided to use her fourth timeout. Each team with one timeout remaining, 20 seconds to go in the game. Ravenna and Centura are tied at 39, but a 1-1 coming up for Sienna Long of Ravenna when we come back.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Now, this is what postseason conference tournament type basketball is supposed to be about. It's been a battle back and forth. Centura's biggest lead, 5. Ravenna's biggest lead, 9. But we've had multiple ties, and with 20 seconds to go in the game, we are tied 39-39. And at the line, Sienna Long. And it looks like Ravenna is going to use another timeout here. They're going to put the ultimate deep freeze on Sienna Long. And as they bring her into the huddle over here, Coach Noah Malsby puts his arm around her and says, let's just sit down and relax. The thing about this is you can't lose the game. I mean, you're not shooting a 1-1 to try and tie the game. You're shooting a 1-1 to try and take the lead. So even if she doesn't connect, you get back, you play defense, you try to force overtime. But I'm a little surprised, and Centura didn't stay in the huddle there very long, that Coach Mettenbrink used her final timeout just in case Long makes a bucket. You like to kind of have that in your back pocket as an option in case you get in trouble. But now, no matter what happens here at the other end, Centura's got to bring the ball up against the Ravenna defense. And they are now out of timeouts for Centura. Timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. Remember, for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Joe at Shelter Insurance in Kearney. On the floor for Centura is Wells, Neville, Krolikowski, Dinas, and Maddie Roth. Now here's Sienna Long, 1-1 to break the tie. It's up. It's no good. Rebound off the Long miss to Brianna Dinas. Now Centura a chance to take the lead. And a foul called in the backcourt. They were trying to deny Casey Krolikowski the ball, and Noah Malsby's hot. And I would think so. And they call it on Sienna Long with 15 seconds to go. And so on the other side now, whatever happens, there's still plenty of time left in the game. Dinas is 1-of-1 at the line with 5 points. And here we go, 15 seconds to go to break the tie. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Kuchera. Ravenna gets a chance. Into the front court and a rip. 9 seconds, 8 seconds, crossover rip to Johnson. And a timeout with 7 seconds. It's the final timeout for the Ravenna Lady Jays. 39-39, 7 seconds to go. We'll see if there's a winner in regulation right after this.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Again, don't forget the Fort Kearney Conference boys semifinals are tonight at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. We'll hear them both on ESPN 1460, 1550 AM and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Elm Creek Amherst at 6:15. Wilcox Hildreth and Overton at 8 o'clock. All four Fort Kearney Conference games Saturday will also be on ESPN. All four games tomorrow here in the Lou Platt Conference will be right here on Classic Hits. Kearney Catholic leads Donovan Trumbull 47-24. 2 minutes to go. Here it's 39-all. 7 seconds to go. Ravenna throws it in front of their own bench. Johnson looking, looking, still looking. Finally gets it into Long, and a foul is called on Krolikowski trying to deny the pass. It was nearly 5 seconds. In fact, Ravenna almost called a timeout. Coach Malsby started to call timeout and remembered he didn't have any. 6.2 to go, and another chance for Long to take the lead. And remember, Centura didn't have any timeouts. It's a 1-1. It's good. Sienna Long makes the free throw, 40-39. So Centura will have 6 seconds. Ravenna's got to make sure they don't foul. Gleason is going to check in case she makes the free throw. Oh, boy. Now we had an error by the referee. They gave the ball to Long. One ref was going to bring Gleason in. Centura didn't want that. They wanted her to come in if this goes in. 40-39, Ravenna, 6 seconds to go. Long second free throw. Both teams out of timeouts. Long's free throw is good. And now Gleason will check in. That will give everybody a chance to get set up. Gleason will throw it in. She's probably got an arm to chuck it down the floor. A 2-tie, a 3-win. No points, and Ravenna moves to the championship. 6 seconds to go. Gleason gets it into Krolikowski. Doesn't have time to waste. Good pick set. Up the floor, the ball thrown away. Centura, and Ravenna will win it. 0.4 seconds to go. Ravenna will have to throw the ball in here. There is 0.4 seconds to go. Centura not realizing that at the moment. All they got to do is throw it in, and this game is over. Trying to get a five-second count. Bassnett didn't get it in! A five-second count, and Centura's got one more chance on their own baseline. Without a timeout, that's what happens. Centura, they got to catch and shoot. That's all they have time for. Four-tenths of a second, down two. Dynas to throw it in. Backside, it's stolen away, and the game's over. Long denied the pass, and the game finally comes to an end. Both teams, multiple chances to finish it off here at the end. And for the first time in three tries, Ravenna beats Centura 41-39 to advance to the 6 o'clock final tomorrow night against Kearney Catholic. Centura will play Donovan Trumbull tomorrow afternoon at 2. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout on Classic Hits.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off season, make the call to Mills Ag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Mel's Ag Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back to KKPR-FM. Kearney, Caro, and Ravenna, our girls' semifinal game in the books. And they've got the last couple of seconds to go with the other gym, Kearney Catholic, 51, Donovan Trumbull, 26, with under 30 seconds to go. Here, the final, Ravenna, 41-39. Their boys will play next against Gibbon at 6:15, followed by Donovan Trumbull and Adams Central in the boys' semifinals. The Misco Sports postgame show, worldwide headquarters located right here in Main Street, Ord, Nebraska. Misco's taking care of all of our area athletes for decades and continue to do so as they travel to the schools and cities across Nebraska to make sure that the athletes are the best equipped that they can be. If you would like to be just like the athletes, to be better equipped for the games you play, shop Misco's Sports. Let's take a look at the final numbers now. First off, for the Lady Centurions, they had a total of 7 players score in the basketball game here this afternoon. 2 points for Ashlyn Roth, fouled out in the last 20 seconds. Brianna Dinas, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Casey Krolikowski led the way with 11 points, 6 of those in the fourth quarter. She had 3 rebounds. Maddie Roth, 5 points, a team-high 6 rebounds and a block. There weren't many rebounds in the game for either team. Mariah Neville, 8 points, 2 rebounds. Emily Wells, 2 points. And Annika Gleason, 6 points and 2 rebounds. I had Centura for 9 rebounds in the first half, 7 in the second. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first half, 3 of 4 in the second. 3-point shooting, 2 of 5 in the first half, 1 of 1 in the second. Turnovers, 8 in the first half and 9 in the second half. The Centurions had 21 points at halftime, 18 in the second half, and they finished with 39 points, 16 rebounds, 4 of 6 at the free throw line, 3 of 6 from 3-point land, 1 block, 17 turnovers. Centura loses for the first time in 3 tries against Ravenna. They fall to 15-6 on the season. And They are now 14-2 in their last 16 games. That snaps a major, major run here since the holiday tournament for Centura. Now let's take a look at the final numbers. And by the way, for Centura, tomorrow they'll play in the consolation game against Donovan Trumbull at 2. And they play at Kearney Catholic Tuesday, host Arcadia Loup City on Friday. For the Ravenna Lady Jays, Kaylin Bassnett had a game-high 17 points, 3 rebounds. Sienna Long hit the 2 game-winning free throws and finishes with 5 points, 1 rebound, and a block. Amy Johnson, she's also in double figures with 10 points tonight. Hannah Megrel had 1 rebound. Anna Ripp, 2 points, 2 rebounds. And Sydney Kuchera, 7 points and a game-high 7 rebounds. 11 rebounds in the first half. I seriously only had Ravenna for 3 rebounds total in the second half of play. Free throw shooting, 3 of 7 in the first half, but 7 of 8 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 4 of 7 in the first half, 1 of 4 in the second half. Turnovers for the Jays, 10 in the first half, 7 in the second half. Ravenna had 21 points at halftime. They scored 20 in the second half and finished with 41 points, 14 rebounds. 10 out of 15 from the free throw line, 5 of 11 from 3-point land. 1 block shot and 17 turnovers. Ravenna improves to 15-5 with a 41-39 win over Centura. They'll play Kearney Catholic for the championship tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. We'll take a final break and wrap it up after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
If you've been thinking about starting out fresh this year with a new GMC vehicle, then see what they have to offer right now at Killian Motors. They have a nice lineup of Yukons, Acadias, and GMC pickups featuring new, larger rebates on half and three-quarter ton extended or crew cabs. And if you need body work done, trust Mike Gibbons and his staff with their decades of experience. Eighth and Central, Kearney.
Going to take a quick 15-minute break here and then get you ready for the boys' semifinals. Ravenna and Gibbon coming up next. That'll start right on time, if not a couple minutes early at 6:15. And then Adams Central and Donovan Trumbull a little bit before 8 o'clock. Again, Sienna Long's 2 free throws with 6 seconds to go provide Ravenna the victory tonight, 41-39 over Centura. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show, Misco Sports. Get your game on at Misco's. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Keep it here. We've got more boys basketball coming up.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.